This recording, England 28, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onroff, Jill McCullough and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in 1971, which makes me 30. I was born in Welwyn Garden City and grew up in Hatfield. Hatfield's area just north of London and is fairly quiet. The fairly suburban, fairly backwater. I, since school was local in a little village school, type town school, followed by school in another town, Hartford. Sharon, a similar old boy with Biggles. Biggles apparently was effectively written as having been taught at the school I went to from the ages of 11 to 18. Then I left there and went to Brighton. And Brighton was my university town, which was a great place to be a student, and was out partying around that area for 4 years, followed on by moving home to travel around the States to visit yourself. Then came back and got a job in magazines. So since 5 years, 1995, I've been working in magazines. So I've worked on all sorts, from distribution work on things like Vogue and GQ, through to The Economist, Viz, and I've since moved from there to Bath, spent 2 years in Bath, where I was among the Brizzle set, and did official PlayStation circulation and product management. From there I moved on to Brighton, back there to be with the old friends back down in the South Coast, and stayed for a year working on small woodworking magazines, then went off travelling around Australia. Brings us up to the current day, where I'm now living in Twickenham, home of rugby, and working on magazine Autocar and Practical Caravan, where the two don't necessarily sit together, but I'm publishing manager of them both, trying to flog as many of them as possible to the unsuspecting public, getting the occasional promotion sorted out, a few cars free here and there to nice happy winners, even though people will complain when you give them a free holiday. So that takes me through to the current day. My girlfriend lives in Bedford, so I have to travel around quite a bit, going up there to see her and her coming down to see me. So we travel the country a fair amount, and a bit of the world being seen.